which was ordinance number 2301.
I happen to have a motion if anybody's so inclined to make it on this one.
Oh, yeah, I'll sponsor that.
All right. Let me know if this sounds okay. Mr. Chairman, the motion is that the commission move that the commission recommends approval of ordinance 2301 to amend the sewer tier map of Sussex, of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan from Tier 4 to Tier 2 for, let's see, tax parcel number 533.11.0023.0023.00 and 23.04, based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the Sussex County Engineering Department is in favor of this map amendment and provided reasons in support of it. Two, the property is currently within the coastal area and the developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Both of these areas are growth areas, and the plan suggests that central sewer is strongly encouraged in them. This tier map amendment is in furtherance of the goal of the comprehensive plan. Three, this map amendment does not affect the future development of this property, which will still require separate public hearings in the future if and when any attempt to develop the property shall occur. And four, no parties appeared in opposition to this map amendment request.
That's my motion.
I second your motion for
that. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 23-01 for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, and the motion carries 3-2-0. Thank you. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2022-08, Walden 3.
All right, folks. There's some things I want in this.
All right.
And I want to know what we can do. I know we're not supposed to be looking at any of the other things, but if amenities are being strained other places because of this,
yeah,
can we say, yeah, you can't build this till the other amenities are in place? Or do we just say, no, this is its own deal, it has to have its own HOA? Or what? You know, parking, you know, issues, what do we do?
Yeah, those are all valid questions. I mean, I think if there's a couple different ways to go at it, like you said, this is a standalone, but they said it would be using the other amenities, so I think you could condition this one on no building permits until those other amenities are all completed, for example, like you suggested.
I like that. Okay. I like that.
All right. I'm also,
I like parking.
Yeah, I think we have bus parking, and they need to have some amenities of their own. And I mean, I don't know how we write that. It has to be a substantive nature, but not.
I was thinking about that based on
the amenities plan subject to approval, though, and we would have the option decide whether or not it was substantive. I like the vague language, too.
I mean, I don't want to tell them what to do.
There was one on Robinsonville or Beaver Dam Road.
Yeah, right.
We did that once before.
Yeah, it's been done. So.
And I want to say on Knollbury, Knoll maybe as well. I don't remember.
Yeah, let's take a shot at that on there too. So amenities, parking.
There was also the preservation, of the cemetery.
Right. You know. Oh yeah. The cemetery's got to be. Okay.
All right. So with all those, and any other issues?
You had mentioned like top lots and stuff like that.
Right. So some kind of amenity plan that. We'll tell them that we expect it and let them come up with what it is they want to propose.
Yeah.
But just that we have to give some indication that we don't want to just be we're throwing a barbecue out on the sidewalk and good luck.
We'll have grand tots.
Yeah, there'll be tots, trust me.
Grand tots.
Yeah, anymore, I agree with Ms. Hoy Stevenson. I don't think that's a valid statement to make that there's not impacts on schools. That used to be true with retirees.
I don't think it is anymore.
When you see the rate of growth that the schools on the eastern side are undertaking, that they're constantly adding schools,
We had 350 kids show up the week before school to register for school. When I went to go look at the Burton property, I mean, there were people out pushing babies in strollers.
Yeah.
And dogs in strollers too. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that used to be the case, and I think that's a post-COVID thing too, to some extent, where people can work from wherever, you know, and so they're moving here.
Right. Okay, so those are all things that I'm gonna ask to defer for further consideration.
Moving seconded.
Do it, baby.
Moving seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-08 Walden 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. The next item was 2022-09 Blackwater Village Expansion.
Well, I wish we could help that fellow get to his lot, but we can't.
Yeah, he's just, you know, I gotta feel bad for him, because I don't think he's getting ready to get a whole bunch of bad news.
Well, this is just a question, and if you don't know it, I don't expect you to research it, but was that the existing Blackwater? That must be a really old subdivision.
Yeah.
You know, because the guy bought a lot that was wetlands, it sounds like, you know?
It was supposed to be connected. So the original subdivision plan shows an additional entrance that never got built, presumably because to build it would have required putting another entrance in wetlands.
Right.
I don't know that as absolute fact, but that's what we believe based on the timing of it. So,
yeah. I mean, it's sort of neither here nor there with regard to
the application. I think this is one of those cases where you'd be hard-pressed to turn it down, but there's going to be all kinds of issues later on there, because you've got a street that is different. You've got people on one side of the street who will not have any responsibility for there's no way for the people for whom, well, this is the issue. We have six lots, separate subdivision. We have six lots more or less on the other side of the road. These people, the six lots that are being approved now, are going to be building the road. These people, by necessity, will have to use it. Are these people going to be able to prevent these people from using the road unless they agree to participate in a maintenance agreement? Because the association will have to maintain, that six-lot association will have to maintain their road, that road. But can they compel the people on the other side of the street to participate? Can they keep them from using
it? I don't think they can keep them from using it. But
there has to be some kind of easement, though, isn't there?
You know, we could put that in here, and I don't know. I don't know that I want to research all that, but there is a give and take, because they are still driving through their whole entire development to get out.
The question becomes, who does the roadbed belong to? Because here's a really good question.
It's Keith Properties.
Does Keith Properties own that roadbed?
Out in front of those six lots.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then how did those six lots on the other side of the street ever get deeded without public access?
I think they were always unbuildable. That's been the issue. So that Keith Properties is kind of doing them a favor, because now the value of their property has gone up.
And the issue, but you see all the, you see the mess that's coming down the road here.
Majority of the lots on the
other side.
Yeah, the other side, they're majority owned by Keith Properties still. There's the one lot at the very bottom that is owned by the gentleman that spoke today, and then there's one on the northern side where I think there's like a dirt cul-de-sac, but everything else is owned by Keith Properties.
But who controls the HOA now? Keith Properties probably doesn't control it anymore.
In Blackwater.
Yeah, but they control those lots.
But if those lots are part of a bigger HOA, they're going to be subject to the HOA vote.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm telling you, I see too much of this in my regular work. Okay, I'm telling you, this is going to land on somebody's desk, not mine. But, you know, trying to figure out who's supposed to pay for what.
Yeah.
You know, that's what will happen when they start talking about money. Thing is, none of that is a land use.
No,
that's really, really us. I mean, except to the extent, like you said, that we might be able to say a few things. That's a deferral.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I move to defer 2022-09 Blackwater Village Expansion.
Second. I second that.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-09, Blackwater Village expansion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried, okay. And then we have subdivision 2022-15, Lands of Gator and Associates LLC. This is probably about the easiest thing we had all night.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I'm not having an issue with this one, Tom.
Any issues with this one either, no, we just have to.
Do we have a motion ready to go or?
No, I don't.
Okay, well.
Have to defer to be able to write up the motion.
They had, I think, some proposed conditions too, so.
Will be, yeah.
So I'll make a motion that we defer for further consideration.
And I'll second that motion.
Yes. The move seconded to defer action on the subdivision 2022-15, Lands of Gator Associates LLC, to give the commission time to consider the testimony presented and to construct a motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. There we go. So, all right. Our next item was a conditional use number 2350. Beaver Dam Enterprises LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for deferral of conditional use 2350 Beaver Dam Enterprises LLC.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2350 Beaver Dam Enterprises LLC. Before we vote, does anybody have any discussion or comment on this one? Or?
I actually don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it.
Other than, I guess.
Well, no, I kind of do.
Are we setting something up?
I really kind of do have a problem, and I'll tell you why. Because it's on an AR1 lot, a single fence, something that's been subdivided as a single family lot, and there's nothing compelling that says there should be more than one residence there, other than this guy just wants one. He wants to maximize his income. There's no hardship, there's no peculiarity about the site that was presented. There really wasn't anything on the record other than, you know, we'd like to do this and there's a housing shortage. I mean, you know, we need housing. What's gonna stop the guy who owns the lot next door from being the next one in here saying, well, I want two. And you're going to see, I'm concerned that you will see this happening all over the county as well.
Okay, you do make a good point with that. But if he came in and said, I'm going to make it affordable housing, would that make, I mean, he didn't say that, but I'm just saying, you know, what are the parameters when we say, okay?
Yeah.
He could come in and he could say, I'm making it into a hotel, and we'd have to say, okay.
The only trouble is he didn't say that.
Right.
So it's not a decision we have to make today. You know, he didn't say that. He just came in and said, I want to put two living units where the code says I can only have one, and really didn't say why, other than just saying, well, you know, I don't even know if he used the word shortage.
No, she did. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just don't see the record being created for this, but I mean, I don't know.
You make a good argument because
I
you know,
be wrong.
You know, I'm big on not setting precedent that's going to bite you later.
Come on, talk me out of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, counselor, what do you think? I mean,
so I mean, it's not so much of a legal question. They've asked for the conditional use, but I mean, yeah, I don't know how you can say yes to this one and then no to every other one that comes in. I mean, they're all on a case-by-case basis, obviously.
Right,
but
right,
at
right.
Some
but
point.
But that was my point. I didn't see anything compelling about this, anything that made me think, yeah, that really should be two because, and I can't fill that blank in. I don't know why it should be two. Nobody gave me a good reason.
I mean, I know having sat through a recent county council hearing, you know, they would probably say, well, no, unless you did make one of those units, one of the county's affordable units.
They can do that, but the record doesn't say anything about that. So, I mean, they get another shot at the, you know, they get another bite of the apple. So, I mean, we're just making a recommendation because it's a conditional use. But I'm a little worried about that, starting the trend, because if somebody on the eastern side of the county catches wind of this, I'm concerned that you'll see it on you know, multiple single-family lots because it's, you know, the economic interest would take over. And that's, you know, that was never said, but that was that was the motivation, but there really wasn't a motivation presented that I heard, just that we want to do this. So, well, those happy thoughts of mine. All those in favor?
Deferral, right?
Of deferral.
Yeah. Of deferral? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, deferred. All right. Our last public hearing was ordinance number 23-04, solar panels.
Let me just sort of take all the information we got. I'll get that out to you, and then you can think about what changes you want to make.
So we'll defer action?
Yeah.
Okay. Make that motion.
I second that motion.
Moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance 23-04. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, anything for the good of the order?
No, my apologies for the technical confusion. We'll get that looked into and sorted. So it's
that is the times in which we live.
Yep. All right. Well, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.